Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma daf lamed ches. The Mishnah told us Nikoner Nasu Nisimu dal Soisev. The Gemara explains Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa says Man Nisim Nasu dal Soisev. Amru kishahalach Nikoner lahavid losais melechsandria shal Mitzrayim, when he went to bring doors from Alexandria shal Mitzrayim b'chazirasoi amar alav nachshel shabiyam, there was a storm that was going to drown him, and the Gemara relates the whole story that happened with the two doors. The Rishonim ask Kasha, how was Nikoner allowed to go to Eretz Mitzrayim? Is it fair she pasuk loisai sifun losha baderech hazeh? Oh, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. There are a number of terutzim given in the Rishonim. The Meiri and the Rimi Leniel also says that the Sefri already says that Logor Sham Iat Choizer, you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim to live there. Avalat Choizer L'Schoyre V'Lichboi She'Saaretz, you're allowed to return to Mitzrayim for business purposes and to conquer the land. The Ritva over here brings down the Sefri as well to answer the question, and then he says, Umiyu Tmiya Milsa, I don't understand, Almas Samchu Ha'olam Logor Bizman HaZeh B'Mitzrayim. On what is the Olam Soymech to live in Mitzrayim? Why do people live in Mitzrayim? Kigoyin HaRambam Zal V'Kama G'doylam Acherim. He says, how did the Rambam have the right to go and live in Mitzrayim? And indeed, the Kafta Beferek in the fifth parak writes, "V'shamati b'Mitzrayim epiya Rav Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal echem ebnei bonav shel Rambam Zal." He was one of the grandchildren of the Rambam. He says, "K'shekshar Rambam ayachosim shmoi ba'igeres." When he would sign his name in a letter, he would sign off the letter by saying, "Hakosev ha'oiver b'chol yom shloisha lavin pliny." The one who's over on these three lavin. And he says that the Rambam probably was mukhrich to stay there because he was a roife to the Melech Mitzrayim, but he was aware that this is something that you're not really allowed to do. However, the Ritva himself gives a teretz. He says, V'yesh oimrim sha'oisen ayorois kvar nisbalbalu v'nechrevu. The cities that Klal Yisrael lived in at the time of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim have already been mixed up and destroyed. Ve'elu ayoris acheris hein, shenis yashvu acherikein. These are other cities. He then brings down the Belezer Remitz, answers a different teretz. Shalei osar akasev el Allah hoylech b'derech ahu shemei eretz Yisrael v'amidbar l'mitzrayim. It says, leisei sifon loshe b'derech hazeh. Oh, you're not allowed to go back the same way we came. So if anybody were to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim the way that Klal Yisrael came, then he would be over the lav. So those are two terutzim that the Ritva brings down from others. The fact that there were other cities and the Rebbe Elazar Mitzvah's teretz that it's only us to go back the way we came. However, says the Ritva, v'hanochen yoyser, he gives the teretz which he believes to be true, she'ein ha'isra hu ela bizman she'yisrael shruyin al admasan. The whole isser of going back to Mitzrayim is only when Klal Yisrael is living al admasan. Avo bizman hazeh she'nigzer aleinu liyayz nidachim v'chol katz ve'yaretz. And nowadays that we have galus and we're scattered about, there is no isser kol chutz la'aretz echadu. All of chutz la'aretz is one. Ve'ein isser elosh le'lotzeis midas min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. The only isser that does exist nowadays is to go willingly from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz. But if a person has to leave Eretz Yisrael, for him to go to Mitzrayim is not an isser more than to go to any other aretz. Actually, in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada, he's medayik from our Gemara. Why does it say Amad Alav Nachshel Shabiyam L'Tavoy? The storm was directed seemingly at Nikoner himself. The Ben Yehoyada says that if anything, he was a shliach mitzvah. So why would there be a storm directed at Nikoner himself? So he wants to say that the Satan was niskane, he had a kinna against Nikoner, that he brought such chashuva doors for the Beis HaMikdash, and he was matzliach, and therefore, when he saw that he was going in the Yam, which is a makam sakana, he found a taina to be mekatrig on him. What was the taina that he used to be mekatrig on him? He said, we went to Mitzrayim. He was over on an Isser Lav. He says, the Satan doesn't care about the drasha of the Sefri that says that it's only usher to go to live there. And he made himself as if he was miskanelech void shemayim. And that's why we use the lashon of amad alav latbiyai. But Be'emes he says that Nikoner wasn't over on any isser, and that's good for the reason why he was zoicha to be saved al yudei such a nes. It says that when they were about to throw in the other door, after they had thrown in one door, so amad hu v'karcha, he wrapped himself around it. Amar lehem, he told them, hitiluni ima, throw me in together with it. And the question is, how is he allowed to be Moiser Nefesh? That is an Isser of giving up your life. There's no Yaharig Val Yaver here to save a door. It's Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. The Ben Yahayada answers that halachically, it's not considered ma'abed atzme ladas if a person is thrown in by somebody else. He has the right to say that I'm not letting go of this door. If somebody else throws him in to the yam, he's not mechuyev to let go of the door. And this is a tremendous chiddush because it's pikuach nefesh. Why wouldn't he be mechuyev to let them take the door and throw it into the yam? That way he saved his own life. Perhaps we could bring a raya to what he's saying from the sugya of Baba Machteris. The Torah says in Machteris Yimotzi Aganav Hukamameis Ein Loy Domim, and the sugya discusses it on Dafayim Beis in Sanhedrin. It's mavur that if a person is digging a machteris stealthily into one's house, that person is allowed to kill the ganav. And the Gemara explains over there, the reason why he's allowed to kill the ganav is because chazaka ein adam mamed atzmei al mamoinoi. The ganav knows that a person who sees his money being taken by somebody else is automatically going to defend his money. And therefore, the ganav, knowing this to be true, is coming al iskei nefashis, meaning that he's coming with the intention to kill the nigzal. And the Torah says, and the obvious question is, why wouldn't the nigzal have a chiyuv to just run away from his house? It's pikuach nefesh. Let him not put himself into a matziv where this fellow is running after him to kill him. If he lets him take his money, then automatically he becomes no longer a roidif. Yet we say that he's allowed to remain in his house and allow himself to be in a matziv where the other person is considered a roidif, so that he's allowed to go now and kill the roidif. The answer is that the Torah doesn't require a person to change his behavior in such a way that the other person becomes a non-roidif. He can remain in his matziv, in his current situation, and the fact that the other person in this situation is considered a roidif gives him the right to kill him. So too, over here, the Ben Yayada is saying that Nikanor had every right in the world to hug his door, to be kerich it, and to hold it close to him and say, I'm not letting go of the door. The fact that somebody else is based on this going to make a decision to now throw him into the yam is not mechai of him to let go of the door. So that could be a yishuv to the first teretz of the Ben Yayada. He continues and says that Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, Parsha Aleph, that Tzidkiyahu should have banged himself against the wall in order that he would kill himself and not have to see his children being nishchat in front of him. He says, you see a yesod that if a person is going to be in such a terrible tsar after not being killed, and he assumes that it's possible that the person would even die, meroiv tsaroi, he's not considered ma'abed atzmoi ladas. You see this concept in the Rosh, in the Sefer B'Samim Rosh, Simen Shin Mem Hei. He was asked a shiloh over there about a person who was totally poverty-stricken. And he's told a couple of people that he was totally moyes b'chayev, he can no longer live, and he gave up his life. And the question that was asked to the Rosh is, we know a person who's ma'abed atzmol adas, the kroivim are not mis'abel alav. The question was, were they allowed to be mis'abel in this case? And the Rosh said, chalila, to be done this person l'ro. Just like Chazal say on Sit Yom Melch Yehuda, that he should have banged himself against the wall and not seen Shechitas Bonav Le'enav. Because he says the Isra of Ma'abed Atzmel Adas is only when a person is showing that he's Boyet B'toiva V'Soyni Es Ha'olam, he hates the world. However, if somebody cannot be Soyvel, the Tzoris that he's going through, and he's giving up his life in order to be Nishma from Chait, because he says, Kol Tzoris V'Oini Mavir Nes Ha'odam Al Datoi V'Al Das Koinoi, all the Tzoris that a person goes through are capable of making him Duchatoim as well, there's no Isra. And this is probably the pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaNizakin, that describes some boys that were in a ship and they were being brought for chet, and they jumped into the yam and gave up their lives in order not to be nichshel later in chet. And you could ask, why was it mutter for them to jump into the yam and give up their lives? If somebody else does something to them, they don't get any chet, but here they were taking their own life biadayim. The teretz is, like the Rosh is saying, that if a person cannot be soivel, the life that he would have to lead, if he would stay alive, then he's allowed to give up his life. In the Sefer Ha'aris, he answers the question, how is Nikanor allowed to risk his own life? He says, because if they would have thrown the second Deles into the Yam, it would have been a Chil Hashem. He went all the way to Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to bring the door, and he spent a lot of money on it. He says, that this would show Echil Hashem, and for Kiddush Hashem, a person is allowed to give up his life. So b'meil, that's why Nikonar was allowed to do it. So we basically have three terutzim. Number one, a person is not mechuyev to change his behavior in order to cause the other person not to kill him. So since it was somebody else killing him, there's no iser ma'abed atzma l'das. Number two, when life is going to be so bitter, the person is allowed to give up his life, and that's not called ma'abed atzma l'das. And number three, the inyan of Kiddush Hashem. When the Gemara brings the story of the Beis Garmu that didn't want to teach about the Maisa Lechem upon him, and they couldn't find anybody else to match the way that they did it, they said, "Kol Masha Bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'chvoydei Barosiv." Everything that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created was for his covet. Shenemar Kol Anikra B'Shmi L'chvoydei Barosiv. And that's what caused them to bring back Beis Garmu and pay them extra money. Then the Gemara relates a similar story about the Beis Avtinas that didn't want to teach about the Maisak Toiris, and they also couldn't find a match for the way that they did it. And the Chachamim said, again, Kol Masha Bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'chvoydei Barosiv. They bring here a pasuk, Shenemar Kol Po'al Hashem L'ma'anehu. The Tosfos Shonim asks, why doesn't the Gemara bring the same pasuk that we brought before? L'chvoydei Barosiv, that Hashem created the whole world for His covet. He answers that the skill of the Beis Garmu was something that created a covet. It prevented the lack of covet in the Beis HaMikdash, because had we not had the Beis Garmu's way of preparing lechem upon him, then it would have become moldy. Like the Gemara relates, that the ones that did it differently, halalu pitan misafeshes. If the lechem upon him in the Beis HaMikdash would become moldy, that would be a tremendous bizoyan. And therefore, it was appropriate to bring the pasuk of kol hanikra b'shmi l'chvoydei barosiv. Masha'en came to Beis Avtinas, their skill was there only to make sure that the ashan went up directly in a straight line. If the ashan, if the smoke of the k'taris would have scattered, that wouldn't have been a lack of covet. So it says a different pasuk called pa'al Hashem l'ma'anehu. However, the Marsha gives a different teretz. He says that there's a difference between the Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas. Beis Garmu were using a skill that they had. When you want to refer to something that man was given, then it's appropriate to use the pasuk of Kol HaNikra B'Shmi, because he says Kol HaNikra B'Shmi refers to the Adam, who is Nikra B'Shem Hashem and is Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. And that was created for Hashem's covet. Masha'en Kain, the Beis Avtinas, they weren't employing a particular skill that they themselves had. Rather, they just happened to have known the Esev that's called Mala Ashan. But what caused the Ashan to go up straight was that Esev itself, the Mala Ashan. And therefore, it was Kopal Hashem L'ma'anehu. Hashem created that Esev. That was the Esev that they knew about. And that thing that Hashem created was L'ma'anehu. The Bach over here in Ois Aleph asks, why do we need the Tam of Kopal Hashem L'ma'anehu to explain why they had to be Soymich on the Beis Avtinas in order to have the Mala Ashan? Even without Kopal Hashem L'ma'anehu, it was necessary to have the Mala Ashan. Because as is Mavur later in the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, that Esev that's called Mala Ashan is a necessary component in the Ketoris. And he says, like the Gemara says over there, M'chisar Achaz B'kol Samoneh Chayev Misa, the person who brings Ketoris without one of the Simonim is Chayev Misa, and if you don't bring the Mala Ashan, it's considered a Bia Reikonis, because it says, Al Yavoy B'chol Eis Ala Kodesh, you're not allowed to Stam come into the Kodesh, and if you're bringing a Ketoris that's lacking, that's considered a Bia Reikonis, a Bia coming in without bringing Ketoris. So even if they didn't have the Puzzle of Kopal Hashem L'ma'anehu, they needed the Mala Ashan, and the only ones that were able to add the Mala Ashan were the Beis Avtinas. Now the truth is that based on our Gemara, the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, Dibra Maschu V'Omer, says that if you're lacking the Mala Ashan from the Pitam HaKetoris, you're not Chayiv Misa. But the question is from the Gemara that the Bach brings. He brings the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that it says that if you don't put in Mala Ashan, you are Chayiv Misa. So it's basically a stira between our Gemara and the Gemara later, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. How could we be miyashiv the stira? So if you take a look at the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, the Ramas Vol Hachi Yar Sinan, he says that there are really two types of Mala Ashan. There is a Esav that's called Mala Ashan, which does do the trick of bringing the Ashan up, however, does not do it to perfection like the Beis Avtinas, that it was Metamar V'Oila and went up in one straight line. It was the way that the people of Alexandria, Shel Mitzrayim, that the Gemara says that they knew how to be Mefatim the Ketoris, but they didn't exactly know how to make it be Metamar V'Oila Kemakel. It was Mafziya L'Kano L'Kano, it would spread. It was still Mala Ashan though. So even though Mala Ashan, if you're lacking your Chayiv Misa, but you're not Chayiv Misa if you're lacking the Mala Ashan that the Beis Avtinas knew about. So that answers the Bach's kasha as well. The reason why all that there was a problem with was the pasuk of Kopol Hashem l'manehu is because in terms of what was necessary al pi halacha for the pitum haktoiras, we had enough. It's just that there was a maila in the mala oshen that was known by the base of Tinas that made it be mitamer v'oilon, that was the best way possible. Concerning the inyan of person sharing his talents, there's a very powerful word that Rav Moshe Feinstein says, the Darash Moshe, in Parshas Vayakel. Over there, it says, Vayomer Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem b'shem, Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda. See that Hashem has called out by name Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda. And the question is, where is it that Klal Yisrael was supposed to see that Hashem has called out by name Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur? It's not like there was any particular place prior to this point that Klal Yisrael were exposed to Hashem having singled out Bezalel. I mean, there is a pasuk in the last parsha, in Parshas Kisisa, where Hashem talks to Moshe, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Lemer, and he tells him, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur L'mati Yehuda. But Klal Yisrael had never seen that. Says Reb Moshe, the answer to the question is written in the pasuk itself, because both in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Vayakel, the very next pasuk, the Torah says, "Va'amali oisoi ruach elokim bechachma v'svuna uvedasa v'chom alacha." That's the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, in right after the pasuk Re'ei Karasi B'Shem. And in Parshas Vayakel as well, it says, Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda. The next pasuk, Vayimali oisei ruach alekim b'chochma b'svuna u'vedasa v'chom alocha. Says Reb Moshe, when Hashem gives a person talents, when he gives him chachma, tvuna, dasa, v'chom alocha, that is Hashem calling out to the person. That's the person's calling. Hashem is calling out to him saying, go do something with your talents. You have to share it with the world. And that is why the people in our Mishnah were considered having done a big avla, because Hashem didn't give them the talent for their own coven. He gave it to better the world, for the coven of the Beis HaMikdash, to share it with others, so that there could be more Kiddushem Shemayim. A person is not given talents for himself. The only reason why Hashem gave the person the talents is because Re'ei Karasi B'Shem. Hashem, with giving him those talents, is calling out to him. Mara says, Al Rishonim, on the people like Beis Garmo, Beis Avtinas, and Hugris, Nemart Zecher Tzadik Levracha, V'al Ben Kamtzer, V'chaveriv Nemar, V'Shem Rishonim Yerkov. My v'shem rishayim yirkov. What does it mean v'shem rishayim yirkov? Mashal explains that the Gemara means to say is why v'shem rishayim yirkov. It could have just said zecher rishayim yirkov l'kalaloi. Am Rabbi Lazar rakvivus tala b'shmoison. Rakvivus Rashi explains is a lashon of rust. Their names should become rusty. D'le'maskinon b'shmayhu. We do not give names after them. You don't name people after the rishayim. The Gemara asks a kasha from the story about Doeg ben Yosef. He was given a name after Doeg HaDoimi, who was a Rasha. And you see that the people gave the name. The Gemara says, Chazi Maidi Solikbe, look what happened at the end. He was nishchet by his own mother. In Tosis, Dibar Maschut Leimaski B'Shmayu, it's Mavur, that if there is another person that has the same name, and that person is not a Rasha, then you're allowed to give the person this name, because it Lav Dafka is being given after the person who's a Rasha. The Toz Yishanim over here, the Bar Maschil Maisa, asked, why do we give the name Yishmael? You see that there was a Tana named Rabbi Yishmael. It's the name of Yishmael ben Avram, who was a Rasha. So, of course, according to the Man D'Yomer in Sanhedrin Kuv Dalar ben Aleph, that Yishmael did tshuva, there's no kasha. But according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that Yishmael did not do tshuva, why do we give a name after Yishmael? Answers the Toz Yishanim, Yishlomer di Yishmael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karikach. Anybody that Hashem gave him that name, so we do give a name after that person. And the Ritva gives the same teretz. In the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis, in the beginning of Perek Shnei Deyanu Gzeiris, he says that Luli Divrei Tosfos, he would say a different teretz. He says that maybe the din of Loi Maskinu B'Shmayu, that you don't give the name after an Adam Rasha, is only like a name that's similar to Doyeg, like it says in our Sugya, and a name like that, where the shame itself has some sort of connotation that the person's a Rasha. Like we dashed from the name Doeg, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Doeg, he was worried, Shema Yetzel Tabris Ra. Furthermore, he says that Mistama, there's no other tzaddik that had this name ever. And with this, he answers Tosis's kasha as well. Tosis has a kasha from Avishalom that you see that there was Hanan ben Avishalom. Tosis says you have to be Goris Avishalom because Avishalom is the name of a Rasha. The Pnei Yeshua says that since there's no connotation in the name of Shalom, that it's mashma that he was a Rasha, there's no problem to give a name after him. And furthermore, he says that there were possibly other Yidden that were tzaddikim that had the same name, and also Avshalom himself was a tzaddik before he was moired against his father. There's also a Chuvah Surah that says, like his second point, in Simon Mem Aleph, he says that it's not Shaykh, the whole Indian of Le Maskinu B'Shmayu, unless it's a name that we don't find another person besides that Rasha that has that name. But a name that's shared by other people who are not Rishayim, there's no problem to give that name. In the Piskei HaTosfos, in Soita Ois Chof, they write that one Aveira doesn't cause a person to be considered a Rasha in order not to give him the name. Only it had to be like Doyek, who was a Rasha Gomer. Now, Gois Marsham, he says, Lefize, what's the pshat in Ben Kamtzer? You don't name after Ben Kamtzer v'chaveirov. There has to be, he says, that they did it, betimidus kol yemeyam, they did it their entire lives. In the Sefer Tiv Gittin, Mareches Mem, Sifkot Lamed Beis, he says that you should not call a child by the name of Micha, because lemeskinim b'shmayu, and Micha was a Rasha. The Shalos Teshuvos Divrei Yaakov, he was asked that Micha is found even by a tzaddik. And his teretz is, Va'omer ani dechilik zeh dafka heichi shem harishon hanikra kein oya tzaddik. If the first person that was given that name was a tzaddik, afim achikach nimtze gam acher sheshmoy kein, even if you find somebody else later who has the same name, v'hoya rosha mekomokam shaper maskinim b'shem zeh, you can give that name. Halaman harosha shehoya achikach yishtake shem a tzaddik, it doesn't make any sense. If the first person who had this name was a Rasha, then ain roy lechanis gam kein acher b'shem zeh. He therefore says, since the first person to be named Micha was a Rasha, you don't give that name. And that would answer also the ha'ara of the hafla in Ksubis in the beginning of Perek Shnei Dayan Gzeiris, who mentions the name Menashe. Why is it that we give the name Menashe? There was a king Menashe. The Teretz says because the first one to be named Menashe was Menashe ben Yosef, was a tzaddik. So just because there came somebody later who had the same name and he was a Rasha, you don't stop giving that name. However, in the Sefer Tirish V'Yitzar, Simen Kuf Hei, he says that from the Chubas Ma'bit, Simen Reish Ayin Vav, it's mashba not like this, because he says that the Tanner of Eliezer was not Nikra al Shem Eliezer Ever Avram, because Eliezer Ever Avram was still considered Bechlal Arur, even though in the Medrashin in Parshas Chayisor, it says that it was Yatz Mechal Arur L'Chlal Baruch, but we would not give a name after somebody who was created Arur. So why was he given the name? Because Eliezer ben Moshe had the same name. So it's mashma that he doesn't hold that it's dependent on the first person, because Eliezer Ever Avram preceded Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, according to the Pnei Yeshua that we mentioned, there has to be a connotation that's negative in the name itself. There's no kasha, and indeed, the Chida in the Shema Gdolim answers Eliezer. He says that where the name is a good name, and like you see by Eliezer, the taich of the word Eliezer is that Hamokim Yia Be'ezrei, so then it doesn't bother us that somebody who was a Rush that was called that name, or somebody that was Arur. And he also mentions the fact that Eliezer of Avram was Yosef Mechlal Arur L'Chlal Baruch, so there's no problem with giving that name anyway. Ben Kamtzer, Loi Rotza L'Lamed Al Maisa Ksav. What does it mean, Ben Kamtzer Loi Rotza L'Lamed Al Maisa Ksav? The Gemara brings down a brisa that explains that he used to take four kulmasin in between his fingers, and he would write, a teva shel dalet osius bevas achas. Rashi in the Mishnah explains that this is talking about the Ksivas Hashem, the Shem Havaya, which is four letters. Why was it so important to write the Shem Hashem at one time? Why can't you write it one letter after another? What's so special? The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that this had a special maila because there was no one moment that the Shem was chaser, that it was lacking its shlemus. Furthermore, he says, it's a remez le'inyin ha'yichud ha'sholim v'silu kashinoi mishbo yisborach. We know that bayemahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmoy echad, when you have the Shem Havaya in its totality, there is a certain shlemus which will be reflected lo'asid lavoi in the Bria. Now, so the way that the Tosfos Yom Tov is understanding is that there's a maila in the Shem being written at once. The Minchas Chinuch, however, in Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, has another explanation why it was so important to write it Bevas Achas. Because he asks a question. He says, anytime somebody writes the Shem Havaya, as soon as he writes Yud and Hey, that's already a Shem Hashem, the Shem Ka. So when he then goes and is moisif a third ois, he's moisif the ois vav, before he writes the fourth ois, he was just mekalkal Hashem. And there should be a problem of mechikas Hashem. So why weren't they misakin that every time a person writes the shem havaya, that he shouldn't, why doesn't he have to write the yud at the end? He should first write the other three oisias and then write the yud, such that he hasn't been over the iser of mechikas Hashem. From that, the Mechas Chinuch is Mechiach that it must be that the Shem Hashem has to be written kisidroi. It has to be written one ois after another in order. And therefore, it's mitzvasi bekach. It's impossible to be makbid, to not to be moichikas Hashem, because the only way to actually write the Shem Havaya is going through the process of first writing Yud, and then Hey, and then writing the two more ois, is Vav Hey. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, there was a tremendous maila in the way that Ben Kamtzer did it, because he was writing it over Vas'achas, and there was no moichikas Hashem going on. Theoretically, according to what he's saying, it would have been enough if Ben Kamtzer would have written the Hey and Vav together at the same time after he wrote a Yud. If you now add to it a Hey and a Vav, you never had a moment that there was the Shem Ka written by itself. On Kopanim, that's the way he learned. So we have two pshatim in what the Milo of Ben Kamtzer was. According to Tosis Yomtiv, it was because it reflects a certain Milo in the Shlemus of the Shem, and according to Minchas Chinuch, it's in order to get around the problem of Mechikas Hashem. The reason why the Tosis Yomtiv does not want to learn like the Minchas Chinuch, even though the Minchas Chinuch's reason would seem to be a much more solid reason, the Tosis Yomtiv is just saying that there's a special Milo in the Shlemus of the Shem, and he has to bring Divrei Agada to explain it. It could very well be because there's a straightforward question on the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara. The fact that he says that when you write the Shem Yud Kei and then you add an Ois Vav, you're being Moichikas Hashem, number one, is problematic because we know the Paiskim say in Erechaim Sim Lamed Beis that a Shem that was written Shaloi B'Kavona, it does not have the Iser of Moichikas Hashem. So if the person wrote it Shaloi L'Shma, let's say the person wrote the Shem Havaya, but he was planning on writing the word Yihyeh. And by mistake, he wrote Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So that for sure does not have an Isser Mechikas Hashem. So a person who had in mind to write the whole Shem Havaya, he wasn't planning on writing the Shem Yud-Kei at all. So why would there be an Isser Mechikas Hashem? The answer, obviously, is that the Mechas Chinuch holds like the Svara that the Emek Bracha says on Amud Mem, in his Siman on the Isser Mechikas Hashem, Ois Gimel. He says that it could be that even if a person was not mechaven to write this Shem, but he had kavana for Kedushas Hashem, because he was trying to write a different Shem, like in our case, he was trying to write the Shem Havaya, so he had kavana for Kedushas Hashem. It's just that he had kavana for a different Shem, not for the Shem Yud-Kei. It could have an Isser Mechikas Hashem. And that's because it was written with the Kavana for Kedushas Azkara. However, in the Mabit, in the Kira Sefer, Perek Vav, Milchus Yisariya Torah, he says, HaMoichik Shem, Mishivas HaShemes, if somebody erases one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seven names, Loike, he gets Malkus. Aval, Kosev, Yud K, Mishem Havaya, if the person writes the letters Yud K from the Shem Havaya, or Kael, Me'alekim, V'loi Gomeras HaShem, he says, Nire, De'ein Isser Mechikosim, Medaraisa, there's definitely no Isser Daraisa to erase it. So it's not a shame if they atzmoy. So even if you say that midrabanan it is aser, it's mashma saying that it's only not an iser daraisa. Midrabanan it could be aser, but to say that the rabbanan asered in this scenario where he wrote the shame yud k for the purposes of finishing off the shame havaya, and you're not really doing a real mechika, you're just adding a letter, that would probably not be even an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Minchas Chinuch is obviously going L'Shitase, because the Minchas Chinuch brings down the Shitas that a shame that was Nichtav Shaloi L'Shmoi, there's no Isser Mechika, and he asks very strongly on those Shitas, and so it's Mashba that he holds that there is an Isser Torah even when it's Nichtav Shaloi L'Shmoi. So therefore, Kol Shekein, if it's written for the Kavana of a different shame, there would be an Isser to be Moichik. The second taina that it could be the Tosis Yom Tov holds like is based on what the Minchas Chinuch himself writes, Bein Hadvarim, that he's not really so sure that this would be an Isser Mechikas Hashem by adding an Ois, and that's because it could be that the Isser Mechikas Hashem requires doing something to the Shem itself, to the Gufa Ois of the Shem Hashem. Masha'en Kein, when you're just adding an Ois so that it's no longer red like it was before, that may not constitute an Isser Mechikas Hashem. And thirdly, even if this theoretically could be called Mechik Sashem, but when you're Mechik Almanas L'Sakein, there's also a big discussion that Mechis Chinu brings down over there. Mitzvah Tav Lamed Zayin and Ois Yud Beis, and it's already discussed in Bis Yosef Simen Reish Ayin Vav, whether there's an Isser Mechik Sashem. That's one of the Terutzim Mechis Chinu brings down over there as to why you can't prove the din of Esei Doich Alois Esei from the Mitzvah of Soita. Why is it that if you're doing the Mechika of, you're being over an Isser, when you're moichik, the parsha of Soita, their Shema is there. So how are you allowed to be over the Isser Mechik Sashem? Could be the Teretz Yisrael, Mechis Chinuch says, is that Esei Doich Alois Esei, we should prove from there that Esei Doich Alois Esei. He says you can't really prove it because it's Mitzvasi Bekach. However, the Mechis Chinuch says, even without the Teretz Mitzvasi Bekach, you can say very simply that this is not called a kilkul because you're doing it l'tzarech mitzvah. So, and his example is when you do something almanas l'sakein, because the whole iser of mechik zashem is learned that from the pasuk in Devarim Yud Beis leisas and kein l'hashem l'keichem, and that's written after it's discussing the destruction that we're supposed to do to avodah zarah. We're supposed to break their mizbechos, etc. And leisas and kein l'hashem l'keichem, what you do to the goyim and the avodah zarah, you're not supposed to do to Hashem. That's only when you do it derech hashchasa. But if you do it almanas l'sakein or for the sake of a mitzvah, it may not be included in the Isser of Mechik Sashem. So essentially, we have three reasons why the Mechas Chinuch's reason may not be true. The reason why, when you write the shame, one ice after another, there is no problem of Mechik Sashem when you add the Vav, which is why the Taz Yom Tov had to come on with a different reason as to why Ben Kamtzer wrote it all at one time. It could be, number one, because when the Yud Kei was written originally, it wasn't written with a Kavana of this particular shame of Yud Kei, and therefore it doesn't have an Isser Mechik Sashem. Number two, Hoysafas Ois may not have an Isser Mechik Sashem because you're not doing something to the Gufa Ois of the Shem Hashem, you're just adding another Ois. Number three, since it's Almanas L'Sakein, it may not be included in the Isser of Mechik Sashem. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol HaMashakech Dovrim Mitalmudai Goyrim Golos Levanov, Shenemar Tishkach Torah Selekecha Eshkech Banecha Gam Oni. The Marshon Chedushi Agadis asks from the Mishnah in Ovis in Per Gimel Mishnah Ches that says Kol Shekeach Dover Echad Mi Mishnasoi Mala Lavakosev Kiilu Mischayev Benafshoi. So why over there do we describe a much more severe punishment than over here? Over there we say Kiilu Mischayev Benafshoi, and over here it's Goyrim Golos. Answers the Marshav, Yesh Lomer, the Hasam Nakat Mishnasai. Mishnasai is Dvarim Shekibo Me Rabbi, he says, Kamoi HaMishnah, things that he was Makabal from his Rebbe, Va'on Shegodol is Chayev Benafshai. He deserves a more severe punishment, because presumably he should be more careful with that which he was Makabal from his Rebbeim. However, in our Gemara, we're talking about Mitalmudai. Mitalmudai, says Marshav, means Dvarim Shebo Le Mitoich Pilpul HaTalmud. Kehavayas the Abai V'Rava, like the Kashas the Abai V'Rava asking the Gemara. Va'on Golus Labanov. For that, the Einish is not that he's Mischai Benafshoi, but it's Golus Labanov. Shloyil Lehem Sham Begolus Das Tzilusa. He even explains why there's a Midah Keneged Midah. In Golus, you don't have a clear mind, and to learn things Be'ion, to learn Be'pilpul, you have to have a clear mind. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Tzarek Tesma Beis, Kolam Shakech Davar Mitalmudai Oiver Belav. Shenemer Yishom Elcha Shmor Nafshecha Ma'oim Pentishkech Es Advarim. So there's an Isser to forget one's learning. The Rabbeinu Yoina in the Mishnah and Avos that we mentioned earlier, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, says that the reason why it's such a Davar Chomer is because Ki Ashikcha Mitzuya Bivnei Adam, forgetfulness is normal amongst people, and therefore V'Hayaloi Lachzer HaLocha Harbi Pamim, he should have reviewed his learning many times, V'Lachshiv B'Kol Hayom V'Kol HaLaila. And he says the reason why the Mishnah says he's Mischayev Benafshe is Ki Yovei LaHoyreis Al Piyaz Karosai V'Yomer Kach Amrli Rabbi V'Yeser Hamuter V'Yater Isser. Since he doesn't remember his learning, he's going to paskin incorrectly. He's going to, based on his memory and his faulty memory, think that something that's mutter is really usser, something that's usser is really mutter. It would be mashma, based on what he's saying, like what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, b'shem de Vilna Goyin, Keser Roish, Simen Samach Zayin, and it's brought down in the Siddur, Isha Yisrael of the Goyin, that the Inyan, that Hashekech Dover Mishnasai, is over in Isser, is only said on earlier Doris that learned Baal Peh, but not nowadays. The Biskirov in the Chedushim Aron Riz Alevi Ala Torah in Parshas Veschanan and the Pasuk V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela Asher Anochim Etzavcha Ayoim Al Vavecha, he says Nira Dezeu Tzivui Al Zechiras HaTorah. He claims that that mitzvah of V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela Al Vavecha is a tzivui that you must remember Torah. Kedinyin Shenemru Fen Yasur Milvavcha Kol Yimecha. And he brings down the Mishnah in Ovis and the Gemara Menachas that we mentioned. And he says, just like over there, there's a mitzvah. Lo yisa say, this is a mitzvah saseh to make sure that you remember the Torah. However, he then brings down the member of Rav Chaim V'Loshner that we mentioned, B'Shem the Vilna Goin, and he explains the Bir Bazeh, he says, the Iker Azhara Zu I Al Torah Shebaal Peh. He says that Torah Shebaal Peh is what's Nikras Mishnah. Like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hei, Torah is a Mikra, V'Hamitzvah Zu Mishnah, and the Rambam Nakdama to Mishnah Torah says, Torah zu Torah shebiksav, v'hamitzvah zu pirusha. So mitzvah, which we call Mishnah, is the Torah shebaal peh, and that is the Torah that's nimsara midor ledor. And he says that misoiris is what we're being mitzava, that you're not allowed to forget. And the Mishnah that says in Ovis, that imshachach davar echad, from that Kabbalah that's given from one generation to another generation, that's where his mischayev benafshay. And that's why he uses the Lashon Mimishnasoi. However, he says, if after it was already Nechtam HaTalmud, and it was already Nifsika Kabbalah Shal Teresh Baal Peh Ish B'Pi Ish, Shuv Ein Zeh Bechlau Shecheich Tov Rebbe Echa Mimishnasoi. The Iker Azhara Zuhi Ala Mishnah Mesura Baal Peh Shalai Tishachach. So he's explaining the Vilna Goin, that the whole Isser is to forget and break the chain of the Mesoira from one generation to another. So the moment it was Mutter to write things down, that chain is not going to be broken by this person forgetting his learning, and therefore he's not Mischayev Benafshay. However, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, he is very machmer in the inyan of not forgetting one's learning, even nowadays. So we have a machloikis, whether the inyan of the Isser not to be Meshechech, Dover Mishnase, is applicable nowadays or not. The Gemara says, "Kiven sheyatzu roiv shnoisav shel adam v'loy chata." As soon as a person lives the majority of his life and he didn't sin, shuv einai chayte. And this is a pella, because the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chav Tesamid Aleph that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mishamish as a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and at the end he became a tzeduki. The Toz Yishonim asked this kasha, and he answers that devadei imbali tamei einoylin lefan of legamri. If the person himself is bali tamei, meaning that he has leanings towards evil behavior, then it happens. He's able to do it. We don't take his bechira away. It's much easier for him to maintain his tzidkis. If a person himself goes and becomes a rasha, that is definitely up to him. But at this point in his life, it is easier for him to maintain that madrega. This teretz appears in the Ritva and the Tosfos Zerosh as well. See also Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramaschal Shloisha. Over there, the Gemara is talking about Shloisha, three people, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Lo Shalat Behen Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara was not Shalat on them. And Tosfos says, Ein Lefarsh Lo Shalat Klal, you can't say that it wasn't Shalat on them at all, because then they wouldn't get Tzchar, Hechi Kiblu Alei Agra. Ela Kira Amrei brings our Gemara, the Meirich Siv Ragli Chassid of Yishmer, Kivin Sha'avra Adam Rav Shinoisa V'Loi Chata, Shuv Einei Choyte. He says, Hachi Nami, the same thing holds true with the Ovis, Kivin Sha'roa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'yu Doichkin Atzman Kol Kach, since Hashem saw that they were pushing themselves that much, Lihisrachik Min HaVeira, Siya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem helped them out, Mikan Ve'eloch Shloi Sholot Ben Yetzara. Hashem gave them special Siyata Rishmaya. The Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish, Maidich Siv im Luleitzim hu Yolitz, Vlanovim Yitin Chain, Bo Letame Poischin Loi, Bo Letayer Misayin Oisoi. Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim from Baghdad, in his Sefer Ben Ayahu, brings a fascinating story to illustrate this point. He says, it's a Maisa Shahoya. Reuven and Shimon were traveling by boat to get home to their families, and there was a tremendous storm in the sea. And they basically got shipwrecked, but they managed to arrive at the port in Spain, and this was at the time of the Inquisition. Both Reuven and Shimon had not eaten for quite a few days, and they also got extremely ill. Reuven chanced upon a house that was outside the walls of the city, and they had rachmanis on him, and they gave him basar to eat, and he finally started coming back to himself. and thus they basically saved his life. Shimon went to a different house, and the same thing happened to him. They revived him by giving him some food to eat. Since they had depleted all of their strength, they stayed there for a few days until they actually regained their strength. But all the while, they didn't tell their hosts that they were Jews because they knew about the Gzeira. They knew that it was very dangerous to be considered a Jew. When they finally came back to themselves fully, they were ready to go. And each one individually went and was mevarich, their host, and told him how much they appreciated everything that they did for him. You've saved my life. And as Reuven was talking to his host looks at him and he says, I can tell that you are a Jew. And he said, Da achi, you should know my brother. I'm just like you. I'm also a Jew. I am from the Yehudim Ha'anusim, the Maranos, who we privately practice Judaism, and you should know that I have a basement, and I shecht, I'm shoychet, and boydik, and you should know we're careful about basar b'chalav, so don't be upset that you ate in my house, because you didn't eat anything that was non-kosher. Shimon, on the other hand, was aware that the person that he stayed at was definitely a guy. He saw him eating nevelis and treifes, basar v'chalav, and he only did it because of bikoch nefesh. When they both returned to their respective homes, Shimon went into the chacham iroi, to the chacham in his city, and he asked him, why did Hashem do this to me? He put me in the house of a guy. And Reuven managed to end up in the house of a Jew. It disturbed him to no end that he was forced to eat non-kosher food. And the Chacham answered him, he said, tell me, don't lie to me, tell me if you ever ate without an oinus, did you ever eat a davar aser? And he said, yes, I did. One time I was with a bunch of youth in the forest, and I saw them eating bread and gvina, cheese and wine from goyim, and I had a tremendous taiva for this cheese and wine, and I tasted some of it. And I did tshuva, I said, Hashem, please forgive me that I did such a thing. And the Chacham said, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, you see, your friend never ate anything that was aser, and therefore Hashem protected him from being over the iser of macholas asuris, even at the time of an oinus. But you, since you once did it, not through an oinus, you weren't worthy of a nace to end up in the house of a Jew in amongst many goyish houses. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim, this is what our Gemara means when it says, "Bali tame shetimeis atzmoi b'shot nefesh built the oinus v'hechrich." When somebody is metame himself willingly, like this person Shimon, who ate gvina and drank wine of nachrim. So when it comes to a matzah of an oinus, and because of a kuch nefesh, he has to eat something. Poischenloi means, they tell him here, now you can have the macholz asuris beheter because b'koch nefesh. Masha'en ken aboli tayer, somebody like Reuven, who was careful and never ate anything aser miyamav, then poischen loy, they open for him the doors of being able to be nizer continuously in not eating macholz asuris. The Gemara says, Tana dveira bishmoel, aveira metamtemes liboy shel adam. And Aveira closes up a person's heart. Rashi says, Metamtemes means oitemes, visoisemes bikol chachma. It makes sure that the heart is closed off to chachma. Shenemar v'leisitamu bohem v'nitmesem bom. Al tikri v'nitmesem ele v'nitamtem. Now the question is, what exactly is metamtem liba shel adam? Is it the macholas asuris themselves that are metamtemes liba shel adam? Or is it the fact that he's doing an aveira? And the nafkamina is, if a person's a choyla, because b'koch nefesh, he's allowed to eat macholas asuris, will that be metamtem es liboy? The lashon of the Gemara is aveira metamtemes. Sounds like it's the aveira itself, not the fact that he's eating something like nevelas or treifas. It's the fact that he's doing an aveira. If you take a look at the Mesil Sisharim Perek Yud Aleph, it's certainly mashba that way. However, the Shach in Yeridaya, Simen Pei Aleph, Sifkot and Chafei, and the Taz over there in Sifkot and Yud Beis, they say, a woman that's a choylo bepikuch nefesh, shezukuka lecho macholos asuris, loisanik espino, she should not nurse her son, because she ate macholos asuris, Given shegorim timtum alev. You see that the timtum alev comes not from the fact that you're transgressing an iser, it's the fact that you're eating this material. The chomer itself has a negative quality on the lev of a yid. The samsoifer and the tshuvas, Arachayim Simen Pei Gimel, also seems to assume this way, and the meshechachma in Dvorim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, also says it mefurish. If you take a look, though, in the Derech Sicha from Chaim Kanievsky, he has a hakira about a person who ate Machalos Asuras. Does it help at all for him to cause himself to regurgitate? Because then the Machalos Asuras don't really become part of his system. He's getting rid of them. And he says it doesn't help. Why? Because the Timtum Alev is Nigram from the Aveira, from the Maisa Achila, not from the material that's inside him. Of course, from the story that we mentioned earlier from Yosef Chaim, it would sound like even in a Matzah Pekuach Nefesh, where it's totally Mutter, it's still considered an Aveira, it's still Metamtam Es Alev. Because otherwise, why was it so upsetting to Shimon that in a Matzah Pekuach Nefesh, he ended up eating something that was not kosher? It must be that there's something wrong, it has a bad effect on the person. Of course, this may be dependent on the famous question as to whether the din of pekuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya. V'chai b'hem is a mitzvah that you have to save your life. V'chai b'hem, you have to live by the mitzvah. So pekuach nefesh is doicha all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It could be that it's dechuya. Pekuach nefesh is doicha mitzvahs, but it remains an aveira. However, v'chai b'hem, according to others, is a tonight in all mitzvahs. The mitzvahs were not given when they threaten a person's life. If they're not given when they threaten a person's life, then there's absolutely nothing wrong. So therefore, it's possible that even if you tell me that there's no timtum halev, that it happens when a person does an iser out of pikuach nefesh, nevertheless, it would have been much better for him not to have to do it if you understand that pikuach nefesh is dechuya, because the thing that he's doing is inherently usser, it's just that he has a special din, machmis pikuach nefesh, to do it. But if it's hutra, then he's not doing anything wrong whatsoever, because it's programmed into the mitzvah itself, and that the Torah never answered it in such a case.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.